Hello, this is Chris Nelson for evolveconsciousness.org. Today I will be doing a presentation of an infographic I made after during the development of the natural law boundary conditions infographic. This is the what I call the spectrum of life infographic, and it relates to polarity, opposites, and complementaries. So in the first image, this is just the bear symbol. This has two triangles that represent polarity and the seal of Solomon, unity between the left and right brain and other unities of different modalities that are polarized and seem like they're opposites. The light triangle is the sacred masculine, and the dark triangle is the sacred feminine. We can look at it as in terms of the Seal of Solomon. So the two triangles I put in because it all fits. And this is actually an earlier drawing, or an earlier diagram I had done for Consciousness and Polarity, which was the third or fourth article I had done for my site back in December or January of 2014. And when I was making the natural law boundary conditions infographic, I wanted to make the shapes and the colors match the information, so I went back and redid this polarity Seal of Solomon color spectrum drawing, but I added information to it which is corresponding to the natural law boundary conditions infographic as well. So the two triangles in the color spectrum point specifically to the two main color systems we have, such as RGB and CMY. You have the light sacred masculine one pointing to the trinity of RGB, red, green, blue, and you have the dark feminine trinity pointing towards CMY, cyan, magenta, yellow. The RGB goes in a clockwise direction, the CMY goes in a clockwise direction as well. So in regards to opposites and complements, the opposite of red is cyan. As you can see from one point of one of the trinities, the light, you go to the opposite point in the opposite trinity of dark. So from red you go to cyan, from green you go to magenta, and from blue, you go to yellow. So in terms of color, these are the actual opposites and polarities of colors. Blue is not the opposite of red. Green is not the opposite of red. Green and blue are complements of red. Red and green are complements of blue. Yellow and cyan are complements of magenta. So the white trinity is the complement of red, green, blue, the RGB color spectrum, color system. The inverted dark triangle is cyan, magenta, yellow, CMY. That is the other color system. So these are the two main color systems we use in computing. And for print design, they use CMY. And for computing, it has more bright colors, and that has the full RGB spectrum. So even the way we name our color system of red, green, blue, it starts from red, goes to green in the middle, and then blue, just as our regular color spectrum has the infrared and the ultraviolet with green in the middle. So complements are not opposite and at war. The opposites are in the other polarity. Within one trinity, the light trinity, you don't have opposites. And within the other trinity, well, you don't have opposites. In my diagram, I'll be explaining how the magenta doesn't fit with the yellow and the teal. Anyways, that's for later. So in general, to get from one complement to the other, you need to take the third aspect to get there. Like going from... Well, I guess I should go to the next image first. If you go to image 2, This will make more sense. So complements are not at war. Opposites are in the other polarity. To get from one complement to the other, you need the third aspect to get there. So from going from matter to spirit requires the bridge of consciousness, true care, will, and courage. Because these are all complements. To get from one to the other, you need the one that's missing, usually. Normally, you bridge the two, matter and spirit, through the force of free will and consciousness. But in this example, it's more of a wheel, going clockwise along the top part, from left to right. The other spectrum diagram I made, which I referenced before in regards to the bridge, is made with bridging in mind specifically, rather than going clockwise around the wheel. The other spectrum of living infographic deals specifically with bridging and has it more represented that way, rather than a color spectrum going clockwise from 1, 2, 3. So this image 2 is the main trinity, similarly as was done in the natural law boundary conditions, with a single positive infographic and then a dual positive and negative component analysis. This infographic shows the positive and negative pathway expressions in a clockwise manner, with more than just three positive components of the central trinity, as it is in the other bridge diagram that I'll be presenting after this model, this infographic. This symbol is the trinity of nature that matters in red, the force of free will consciousness in green, and the, quote, spirit force of all in blue. We are initiated into actual physical matter that is, which is number one in red, and we aspire towards the potential metaphysical ought or should that is derived from spirit, number three in blue. To get from matter to spirit, from actual to potential, we need to pass through the bridge of free will consciousness evolution to develop sovereignty and true care, which is number two in green. With the force of will and true care, we can develop, realize, and actualize the true self and harmonize with the higher self and higher will of natural laws, which are aspects of the, quote, spirit. Spirit is that perfect ideal which we aspire to but can never fully reach, understand, or become, because perfection is impossible in this limited reality compared to the totality of the all that is beyond our abilities to fully encompass. The true self is shown in the next image. I only showed the first three trinity components, and the true self will be shown along with the other components in this image here, which is image number three. So the secondary components, A, B, C, D, are not in a sequential order as 1, 2, 3. It's only referential. The A, B, C, D is just referential for me to identify them rather than by color. These will be explained as we go through the pathways in the following images. There are two main paths. That's care for truth and apathy for truth, which you can see in the white bordered box. In between each polarity are degrees and grades and relative embodiment of each polarity. So in between care and apathy, well, you have different degrees of embodiment regarding different things in our lives. Some people have more care for truth, some less, and this drives them to seek quality truth more, to embody natural moral law more, and to do the great work more than others who have less care for truth. Apathy for truth is crucial in the fear of truth component. If you don't care, you go nowhere. Care and will are the main driving motivational factors in the consciousness expression experience. Additionally, in this third image, there is now added the trivium component, to help correspond this infographic to other infographics I have made. We initiate and start at number one, which is knowledge, the input grammar phase of processing, of reality that is. So it's the input grammar knowledge phase of the reality that is. Then we go towards the middle, number two, which is understanding, processing, and logic of that reality. And we do that with true care in that second step. At the end, And then we end at the aspiration, number three, or more precisely, D, as the aspect of three we can actually realize. So instead of ending at the actual aspiration of three, which is spirit, we more precisely go towards the light blue as opposed to the dark blue, which is D, the actualization of true self through the higher self and higher will. Because we can realize D, but we can't realize 3. We can realize our true self, but we can't realize the spirit. We can't become the spirit itself. So this third step is wisdom, the ought potential we can manifest into creation. There's the image 3B, the next image, I call it the bridge. Just to demonstrate that there is a bridge component between the green care, between the green free will, true care, sovereignty, courage to evolve consciousness of number two, and the self, the behavior and natural law boundaries to harmonize with, represented in the letter A in magenta. And these are connected through the care for truth. So the thing to note about in the polarity and opposite colors, the one set that does not work like the main trinity of red, green, blue, is the green-magenta correspondence. Those two opposites aren't opposites, they're actually unified through the bridge. The other two, yellow and cyan, B and C, work with cutting off one to bounce back to the other. Or if you have the matter and spirit, if you cut off one, you bounce back to the other. I'll explain that more later as well. Green care and magenta boundaries work as a bridge of unity instead of a polarity. So that's the only difference in the complementaries of each trinity triangle. The dark trinity triangle, the bottom part, is a part of the top of the other trinity. They're bridged and connected. It doesn't work as a polarity. It works as a unity instead. If you cut off one, you cut off the other. Whatever happened, with one leads to the other, as a bridge does in a two-way manner. So what happens to one usually affects the ability to connect with and comprehend and understand the other. So in the next image, it just started to rain, so I don't know if that's being picked up in the background. Probably not. In image number four, we have apathy for truth. So I'll be starting with the path of apathy for truth in yellow instead of the path of care for truth in green. I'll be finishing with that one instead. So the pathway of apathy for truth will be looked at first. The arrow lines represent the pathway direction. So you have the dotted yellow line with the arrow. An X over a segment represents the component it points to that we bypass, ignore, or cut off. So in this first phase of the apathy for truth pathway, when we go from matter to spirit in that aspiration without the true care, we're actually cutting off the magenta care for truth component of understanding and harmonizing with the boundaries of natural law and behavior of the self. Starting at red matter initiation, number one, and trying to go directly to blue spirit aspiration is ultimately a bypass and fail of true care, and therefore a fail and bypass of aspiration of the blue spirit as well. And this is why. So another thing about this is basically a story that I'm doing with colors. And I'm going around telling a story. So you can use these colors and these shapes in different ways to tell a different story. And I'll be doing that and telling a slightly different story in the next infographic as a bridge. Because it's not in a clockwise manner and it's only representing the positive pathway. So this is a story and the story fits to what I'm describing. So as you arrogantly attempt to go from initiation into matter, red, to the, quote, godly consciousness of infinite possibilities in blue, you ignore care for truth as the true beginning of the journey and path towards greater truth. You choose to begin the path of apathy for truth, possibly focusing on enlightenment, ascension, psychic powers, astral projection, etc. Think of New Age and other, quote, spiritual conceptions of being, quote, evolved, awakened, or spiritual. These people, many people, including myself, when you first awaken, there's so much information and you want to go, oh, I want to be enlightened, I want to ascend, I want to have psychic powers, I want to go astral project and remote viewing, and I want to this and that, and you want to be super powerful, then you want to become God and all these things. So even if there is no desire to ascend or to be God directly, unless the path of actively choosing to care for truth and seek and embrace truth no matter what it is about, then you are not beginning the journey properly and will be walking a false path and way, the path of apathy for truth, as a result of not caring enough for truth to walk in seeking it out more and more. This also results in the same mechanism as aspiring to become God, gain superpowers, or some other pseudo-spiritual conception. You end up living falsely in the false self, in deception and delusion, with false care, believing whatever you want to believe, which is the Cyan C component, being an arbiter of truth, living what is right or wrong based on your own or some other man's whims. The path is the same in either case. The path of apathy for truth goes towards the godly aspiration of being or living, or living by, an arbiter of truth who tries to be God over others. This happens by trying to go from matter to, quote, spirit in vain, and in doing so cut off the true care for truth component of self-governance in rose pink in the magenta area and natural law boundaries in the purple in the magenta area at the bottom. And this happens as marked by the yellow X. You cut off the boundaries to harmonize with, and since that's the bridge component, you're cutting off reaching that aspect through those laws. And you've also already cut it off since you chose to go directly to spirit without true care, without evolving consciousness first, without courage and the force of will to do that. So as a result, this cuts off the bridge to the free will to truly evolve consciousness and true care. Care for truth is being squashed. Skipping true care makes you fail here. These boundaries, the pink and purple, are between matter and spirit. You can't do what you want with these boundaries, which is what happens when you choose the path of apathy for truth. You choose to become a pseudo-god and decide what is true and right and wrong yourself, or you follow someone else's delusions and live in falsity anyways. So either way, it's the same thing. You end up at C, Cyan, which will be explained later as the false self. You either become a delusional arbiter of truth and fabricate laws that other people submit themselves to, Or you're the one who's submitting yourself to the laws of some other delusional idiot who's an arbiter of truth and fabricating laws. Either way, we're playing either side of being the master or the slave, but either way, it's a false way of living. So this is a fail of true care. Instead of going from matter to true care, from one to two, you bypass it and cut it off by choosing to not go that route, and as a result of cutting off the boundary component, magenta, A. The boundaries in magenta and will consciousness and true care development in green are bridged together. What happens in one will affect the other. Cutting off one will cut off the other. Only true care can bring you to harmonize with the boundaries of self and natural law, with the boundaries of behavior encapsulating the self and the boundaries of natural law encapsulating reality and the natural world. And then continue to the other aspects of spirit in the higher self. That's the path that we're supposed to take. When you go from red matter to blue spirit and bypass the trinity that involves true care to evolve consciousness correctly, you fail. You violate natural law boundaries. You try to be an arbiter of truth, a god, making up your own laws. You cut across from matter to spirit and cut the boundaries of self-governance and those of natural law consequences. You cut yourself off from knowing them properly and harmonizing with them correctly. However, when you go from the right way, from one to two to three, from matter to true care to spirit, with true care, you cut off the cowardice, laziness, and fear of yellow B. It works out well this way. More will be shown in the Care for Truth pathway later, after this Apathy for Truth pathway. Then you actualize aspects of true self-rightness in your life properly, with clarity of understanding. It's not an issue of matter versus spirit, red versus blue. That's not what's being represented here. Here we're in an actual trinity, and to get this is all spirit of different kinds and degrees, with free will consciousness in between, bridging the actual and potential, bridging matter and spirit, the physical and metaphysical domains, with the embodiment, exemplification, being and living truth, love, good, right, morality, natural law, true self, higher will, progressively actualized in degrees of realization. So that's what we're actually doing. We're not talking about, you gotta go to spirit, it's spirit over matter, and we gotta just demonize matter. That's not what it's about. Everything is matter. What we're talking about is bridging the two, which is explained more visually in the next infographic, but for now, this infographic does it in a different way, and that's what I'm explaining. So, not about matter versus spirit. It's all spirit, technically, and it's about actualizing aspects of spirit, aspects of the higher self and higher wood through becoming, actualizing our true self in the wisdom of right action. So the next image is fear of truth. It's actually getting from that bypass attempt, bypassing behavior, natural law, boundaries, bypassing the force of will, true care, courage, to live in those boundaries, to evolve consciousness. This is going to explain that. It's how you end up from aspiring to three, to bouncing back to the spirit of dark blue, to bouncing back to the yellow of fear of truth. So now that we cut off A, the purple boundaries, and the pink rose behavior boundaries, and therefore the bridge that connects to the green of true care and the force of will. And number two, we fail at both A, boundaries, and two, true care. And ultimately, that has us failing at spirit number three. As a result, we get booted from this trinity at the top, at the position three. So the main trinity in white, since we cut across and went from one to three, we get booted from this trinity at position number three. We arrogantly and ignorantly tried to grasp before we were ready. This is when the oppositional pathway takes root in the symbolism that I've made here more directly. You can see the oppositional pathway happen, because we're going to go from blue to yellow, which is an opposite. Having first taken the false path in the trinity of matter, true care, higher self. So that was the previous image, the first false path of going from one to three, matter to spirit. That person will emerge onto the oppositional pathway directly from the polarized booting that they receive from the false path attempt to acquire spirit superiority and power control over nature, reality, and others in their false aspiration. Going from one to three lacks care for truth because it is a shortcut attempt to bypass that process of self-development, of evolution of consciousness, and seeking. So bypasses the process of self-development and seeking that is taken up in choosing that second path of free will, evolution of consciousness, true care, courage, sovereignty. So when you go from one to three, it demonstrates a de facto fear, ignorance, apathy, and cowardice for truth, leading to laziness in living in truth. And this is yellow, B. Because the way and path is not known or being walked. When you cut off the boundaries, when you cut off the will, care, and courage to evolve consciousness, you're cutting off your ability to know the path and way. When you choose to go from one to three and cut off the boundaries of self-governance and natural law, you reject truth in essence, whether you know it or not. This automatically cuts you off from the harmony of the normal complementary path of the RGB color system, that of red matter, green will, and blue spirit. Having chosen the shortcut, you cut yourself off from true alignment and harmony with natural law. Instead of actually getting to higher self in truth and morality, you get bounced to the other phase, CMY, cyan, magenta, yellow, the opposite polarity, and take up the fear and apathy of truth that you chose when you rejected or violated natural law and self-governed boundaries. When you take the shortcut without true care, true morality, you are living in a delusional pipe dream of false self, not true self, and you're loving every minute of it because the conceptual frameworks you use as justification make you feel good about your worldview and self-image. You may be in the harmony of the trinity of unity consciousness between thoughts, emotions, and actions, but not in harmony with reality in red or natural moral law in purple at the bottom and the higher self in light blue on the right. You won't be in harmony with those. Before I continue with the next image, I'm going to take what I call a spirit tangent and just explain something regarding two terms in the infographic, is and ought. I call it a spirit tangent because it deals with the spiritual component in the dark blue of ought. There will also be a spirit tangent on initiation and aspiration later on to explain aspiration more. And this is an aspiration that I understood. Anyways, I'll explain that when I get to it. So, is an ought. A brief tangent on why to aspire to the spirit. It is in order to actualize true self, higher self, represented in D, the light blue, of Azure. Only through true care, green number two, for truth, can you get the higher truth. I'll start over. Only through true care for truth can you get the higher self realized. And that's in light blue D. Skipping true care, skipping the green phase, will get you to yellow. Apathy for truth, and if continued along its complement, will get you to false living in the God delusion, making your own laws, or following others' laws, being an arbiter of truth, believing whatever you want, or what the general consensus is. And that's represented by the cyan in the letter C. In contemplating how to change our world and the reality we live in, we can aspire to the ideal that we cannot yet see. It is unseen from our physical matter due to not existing yet in that physical matter. The is we see manifested may not be the ought or should we can make it out to be. Becoming the perfect ideal of the spirit, blue, is not possible in the matter, red. But approximations towards perfection can be reached in degrees of potential being realized and actualized into manifestation in the physical realm. We are living and initiated into is with the potential to create the aspired ought, what should be. That is a great deal of power and responsibility. The power to do great good or great evil. The power to do what ought to be or what should not and ought not to be. That is the force of willpower we have. Choice. With great power comes great responsibility. We are all in this together. We are not doing too good as a species right now. The force of free willpower can manifest the ought into the is as the current way of life. Etymologically, ought and shall are the same. It is to owe an obligation, a must. However, will is a choice, not an obligation. This can be compared to intention, which would be free will choice, versus necessity, which is ought, should, and shall. Conversely, there is also the perspective of the lower matter and lower self becoming manifested, while the higher self already is. What is currently manifested in reality, and to be manifested becomes what ought to be from the infinite potential of all possibilities that already are. At least it is from that higher realm of all, but not for us in the limited boundaries. So I'm not sure if that's understandable. There's the is of matter and the ought of the metaphysical spirit. And there's also the becoming of matter, because matter becomes, it becomes, it changes, it manifests into finitude from the infinite potential possibilities. So that would be becoming from what is. The is already in the infinite potential. It's everything that can be, is already there. They already are, so they don't need to be. They don't become because they already are in that metaphysical plane. So when the things already are, and they don't need to be in that metaphysical plane, because they are it is, then you bring that to the physical plane so that the physical plane can become that which already is in the metaphysical plane. And this is similar to the ought in the metaphysical plane being brought down to the is of the physical plane. So it's confusing because is used in one dichotomy of the is-ought, is used in the physical, and in the other dichotomy of the becoming is used in the metaphysical. But if you understand them separately, they make perfect sense. So it just might be confusion if you try to look at them together. And, well, is one thing here and is another thing there. Well, that's true. They are both different things. That's because they're both different referential correspondences to different perspectives. So if you look at them in the proper way, they make perfect sense. So the ignorance of the way natural law morality decrees things ought and should be leads one to decide upon themselves their own whims, wishes, wants, desires, infatuations, affections, predilections, etc., what they think and feel is what ought and should be their way of living and creating in the world. Going from 1 to 3 happens this way. The correct method of learning the true way and path, rather than what you want to be the way based on your selfish desires, is through true care, care for truth, morality, and other beings. This is the way to evolve consciousness through harmony with the boundaries of self and natural law. This is actualizing the true self, higher will. We have the power to take what ought and should be and make it what actually is. The way and path that ought to be followed is always truth level 2, higher, and it cannot be changed. The reality that is truth level 1, lower, and can be changed to harmonize more with truth level 2. Level 1 is lower than level 2 because it does change, whereas while level 2 cannot be changed. So level 1 does change because it's becoming, even though it is manifested, it's always becoming something. While level 2 cannot be changed, it is and doesn't become. It already is. We are the bridge to merge reality that is into reality that ought and should be, or should not be if we do it wrong. So that's that for the side note on is and ought for now. We'll get back to the infographics. We're on image 6 now. And this deals with the false self at position C. So when you let natural law in the magenta of A in purple rule over nature in red, and you rule yourself under natural law, number 2, living in boundaries of law in green, then you get to realize and actualize in the light blue of D greater degrees, greater births, greater awakenings into harmony with higher self, truth, spirit, etc. That's in the dark blue of 3. Failure to care for truth keeps one in ignorance, apathy, cowardice, and laziness based in fear of truth, which is in yellow, B. The result of bypassing natural law in purple in attempt to be spirit or God in dark blue by being the arbiter of truth and laws in cyan, or are one who follows another arbiter, then this bounces one from the false aspiration in the dark blue of spirit back to the opposite polarity of yellow, fear, and cuts one off from the true self which is Indian Light Brew, from the True Care in green, and leads to the False Self in Delusions, and that's in cyan and C instead. Actualizing the higher self is degraded in favor of personal ego, lower motives, desires, etc. of the false self. I'm going to reread this paragraph without the colors and the numbers because I think it'll might flow more smoothly. When you let natural law rule over nature and you rule yourself under natural law, then you get to realize and actualize greater degrees, greater births, greater awakenings into harmony with higher self, truth, spirit, etc. Failure to care for truth keeps one in ignorance, apathy, cowardice, and laziness based in fear of truth. The result of bypassing natural law in attempt to be spirit or God by being the arbiter of truth and laws, or being one who follows another arbiter, bounces one from the false aspiration in spirit back to the opposite polarity of yellow fear, and cuts one off from true self, from true care, and leads to the false self in delusions instead. Actualizing the higher self is degraded in favor of personal ego, lower will motives, desires, etc., of the false self and not the true self. Also, a little interjection on getting to the cyan directly from the red, so as opposites, just as we saw from the dark blue to the yellow. You can actually go from the red matter to the delusion of cyan, arbiter of truth, God delusion. So we can look at another modality of consciousness of how to get from initiation into matter and our bodies to directly the false living, the false self. If you don't care for truth, or if you don't choose to aspire to spirit by developing true care for truth and morality, then you will be choosing to stay stuck in the imbalanced state of the current conditional modalities of mind control that exist and permeate your being and way of life. This can happen with the left or right brain imbalance. So what I'm saying is, if you don't go through true care, you can go from the matter, the physical matter, to the delusional false self directly in either left brain imbalance or right brain imbalance. Just because it's a physical aspect doesn't mean it can only happen through a right brain imbalance. It happens in either way because our initiation into matter is what has us conditioned and indoctrinated into the various modalities of mind control that permeate our being and current way of life. So we're indoctrinated with left brain imbalances and right brain imbalances that lead us to living falsely. That's what I'm saying. It'll get you from the initiation into matter towards the false self, false care, and false living. That's the automatic process that we go through in indoctrination in our system of living in society. Most people don't have aspirations towards spirit. That mostly happens in right brain. Or in the left brain imbalance of you want to be God and you want to control everybody, you want to be a dominator. That's essentially aspiring to be God, aspiring to the false spirit. But going from red to cyan just represents that we're initiated into matter, into a lot of bullshit, and that leads us to automatically live in false lives already. It's the quickest path to the false self. So I'll continue with the explanation. Staying in left brain chronic imbalance, in the physical obsessions and traps of the material world we see around us daily, or to become a part of the system's predator-dominator mindset as a part of daily living, leads to the opposite of that dependence on matter, in red, to the false self in cyan. Through the complement of B, yellow, fear of truth. So instead of going to true care along the complementary path, the dependence and attachment to the physical system, man has created traps Sorry, I'm going to reread that. Instead of getting to true care along the complementary path, the dependence and attachment to the physical system man has created traps one in insulated bubbles of reality that prevent development of true care. Rather than letting natural law boundary in purple rule over matter in red, if you choose to ignore truth and true care in green, you get into the fear of truth in yellow instead, and follow its complementary to the false self in cyan, not the actualized higher self in light blue, in alignment with the truth and spirit in dark blue. You would get to D if you followed the complementary path of care for truth from that green force of will, true care, courage, sovereignty, and evolving consciousness in harmony with the boundaries of law, living in those boundaries. But since you chose to bypass it by living in this corrupted world and not choosing it actively, by default, we're automatically put into apathy for truth through our indoctrination in life. So that automatically puts you into the fear of truth path and into the continued apathy for truth path towards cyan of being a false self, false care, false living. So in the right brain imbalance, it's more about being a follower of the predatory dominator mind virus system of life we have and not doing anything about it. So previously I mentioned one of the imbalances of the left brain, you know, being attached to the physical world, or another one is you actively want to be a predator dominator in this system. So the opposite of that latter form of left brain imbalance is this one of being a follower to the predatory dominator mind virus system of life we have, not doing anything about it, being passive, submissive to it, just going on to enjoy life and feel good while it continues. To ignore truth more so than actively pursue it. The above left brain dominator system continues through the right brain imbalance as well. Sometimes the path of apathy for truth goes from the physical living imbalance of the left brain into the alleged spiritual living of the right brain, but fails to do so correctly and becomes an imbalanced modality. The evolution of consciousness as part of the pathway through the force of will and true care was not developed prior to consuming the spiritual behavioral programs, and you end up accepting many that make you feel good. So it can go from the perceived left brain imbalanced living over to the other polarity of pseudo-spiritual false living in the imbalance of the right brain modality. So what I'm saying here is, even though it can start with attachment to the physical, you can develop an alleged aspiration for spiritual living towards the right brain. So you may think you're going to balance yourself, but you don't end up doing it, and it develops into an imbalanced modality because you're not developing your mind, you're not developing logic, you're not developing intuition and true care to evolve consciousness. And then you end up consuming and accepting the bullshit pseudo-spiritual behavioral programs, such as those put out by New Age belief systems and Eastern belief systems that have been corrupted from an essence of truth and convoluted from that original essence. So that's what I was explaining here. You can start in the left and end up in the right and still end up in the false self. The color of cyan for false self is similar to the light blue of the true self, which is an aspect of representation of the all-one spirit in dark blue. It is representing how one color, cyan, thinks it is being the true self in delusional mindsets, and so is close in color to the true self, azure light blue. It is a false proxy substitute for the real thing, invoking the perception of being the real thing as well, an idol of worship based on appearances over substance. The false self tries to make their own rules, their own laws, their own truth, and manifest their own version of what ought to be, regardless of any natural law boundaries. So as I was saying, the false self can often think it's actually being the true self. All these people who think that they're actually balanced, that they're actually awakened, they're actually living the true self, yet they're still living in immoral ways, or they're just lying to themselves in delusion, in self-delusion. That's why the cyan is so similar in color to the true self, because of this delusional aspect. You think you're there, but you're not actually there. You're just lying to yourself to believe that you're actually somewhere that you're not. So you think you're in the true self, you think you're evolving consciousness. You may be evolving consciousness, but you're not actually in the true self. You still have a lot of bullshit in you that you actually believe is truth, and that is part of the true self. So you're not actually moving forward, you're stagnating in attachment to lies. You're holding on to them. So after this, here we have the second spirit tangent, and this one is on initiate and aspire. And I would just like to say that I figured this out after I did the natural law boundary conditions and the spectrum of living infographics. I finished listening to Mark Passio's like 2 year old alchemy interview with Bob Tuscan on Antimatter Zone occult radio broadcasting show that he has. So it's taken me a while to get through it, but I finally got through it after I did my infographics, because I understood how it related to alchemy. So I went back to listen to the podcast, and in that podcast, Mark Passio talked about aspiration, which is exactly what I had put into my infographics. So I find that a great correspondence. I was a bit ahead of the curve there. But everything that Mark talked about is exactly what I'm talking about here. I'm just breaking it down in etymology a bit and explaining it in terms of the red and blue, initiate and aspire. And just wanted to mention that I get a lot of things on my own. Well, anyways, I guess that's evident from the infographics I make. I'm not just taking what other people put out and it all comes from other people. No, I'm corresponding and developing new connections from the information other put out, and I come up with stuff that other people come up with, even though I haven't heard them come up with it. And that's what the aspirations, what I'm making the point of here in the aspirations, is I had not heard Mark Passio's breakdown of inspiration and aspiration from that alchemical podcast. So here we go. Spirit tangent, initiate and aspire. We are initiated into matter to begin our journey. The rest is up to us in conscious awareness to choose to actively engage in the aspirations towards spirit through true care to reach the higher self living in natural law. Most people do not take up the reins of the journey towards truth and engaging in the alchemical process of self-improvement with the goal of world improvement. There are two types of fools. The first fool who ignores their journey, who is stuck in the first level initiation into matter, not seeking progressive initiations and awakenings that come with actively embarking upon the journey, just preferring to enjoy life. The other fool is the initiatory fool of the Tarot Zero card, the fool who takes a leap of faith in truth and beginning the spiritual journey on the path and way towards greater aspects of truth and self-knowledge. Beginning the journey towards truth requires care for truth and desire to seek truth in order to know and understand it, and then live it in the wisdom of right action as the actualization of the true self. People aspire to a breath, a spirit of the way they think things ought to be. For our current condition, the way they think things should be is coming from their lower conditioned ego, which is the false self, living the program of cyclical life attached to the many desires and distractions available for consumption. The right path and way that we ought and should live is through care for truth and morality, courage, and the will to right action. For us to not put truth and moral principles first in our lives, as the capital of real capitalism represents a fear of truth in ignorance of what is right, good, and true. So in etymology, the spirit is spirare. Spirare. Aspire is aspire, which is ad spirare, which means to breathe to or to breathe on. It's breathing towards, going out. That's towards spirit breath aspiration or spirit breath aspired on. So you aspire towards something or the spirit breath is aspired onto you when aspiring happens. That's seeking spirit to take in or feeling the spirit to take in when you aspire. Then there's inspire, which is inspirare. That's to breathe in. The spirit goes in. And that's embracing the spirit in. So aspire is to seek or to feel it, to seek it out, to go towards it, or when it's being breathed upon you, you feel it and take it in. To inspire is to embrace it in. You're actually taking it in and inspire. And aspire, you're seeking it out or you're just feeling it externally. The feeling it externally thing, the on, and I was not too sure about that one, but that's what I understood from the etymology. So, and from the sense of when you aspire towards something, and it can be aspired on to someone. And then when it goes into them, it inspires them. So inspire breathes in what aspiration breathes onto. Breath is spirit, the breath of God, the divine. It's inspiration, the breath of life. You're inspired by spirit. You're inspired by the breath. You're inspired by the divine. Inspire relates to an essential principle, quality, nature, mind, substance, or character. This is, I looked into aspire and inspire and initiate, and it got me to grace and the grace of God, and you're taking, you know, the grace of God in you, and it motivates you and it uplifts you. All these things are relating to the breath and the spirit. It's the breath of God, and what is this? Well, what is God? Well, God is spirit, and what is God and spirit, and the all in the one? Well, what are all those things? Well, that is the higher will and the higher self of natural law, and that's the true self, and that's truth, love, good, right, morality, natural law, true self, higher will. Spirit, God, the breath, you know, it's all the same thing. So when you look at inspire and aspire, they relate to spirit. What are those things that inspire people? What are those things that we aspire to the most? What is that actual capital that we should be aspiring to the most? What is the capital that inspires us the most? And I submit that it's truth, that it is the breath, that it is God, which is truth, love, good, right, morality, natural law, true self, higher will. That's what I've been describing since January or February. I've been trying to, this is the intuitive aspect. That's why in the spectrum of living and understanding process reality, I've always gone, even before I've gotten into Pasio and in my truth studies, I understood that the way I come to understand and learn is through logic and intuition. Those are my two foundations. So in my understanding, in my intuitive understanding of truth is love, is good, is right, is morality, is natural law, is true self, is higher will, all that. That I understood, but I couldn't explain it in detailed words right away. But I understood it intuitively. I understood that truth. So I expressed it in the little available detail that I had come to understood about that truth. And through the months, I have been getting in deeper and deeper into describing that concept, that understanding that I had come to. Now I'm able to describe it in even more clarity and definition of depth of detail. So that's what I was getting at, is this, what aspires us, what inspires us, is that breath, that spirit, that God, which is truth, love, good, right, morality, natural law. That's the deepest kind of inspiration we can have in our lives, because it comes from that spirit, infinite, unseen, potential, metaphysical, the way things ought to be, source, that we aspire to, that we can actualize as our true self through the higher self and higher will being understood in the various aspects that we can come to grasp about it. Aspiration is what we seek to be inspired by, our spirit goes to. Seek aspiration to receive that breath into ourselves, inspired by the influence of truth and morality. To actualize higher self and will is to aspire towards the spirit of truth and morality. Make sense now? It should. I keep trying to explain it in different ways in as much clarity as I can. But this is the deep, deep, deep understanding and importance that of truth and morality that I've been trying to express for months. I'm getting more refined and into more detail about it to get a greater all-encompassing understanding expressed towards others. Because I understood it intuitively months ago, but I've had to use my logical processing capabilities in order to validate that intuition and express it in more particular descriptive attributes, characteristics, qualities, properties, in order for others to understand it as well. And in order for me to understand it more deeply. So a magician or sorcerer can breathe upon someone. And that person, sorry, losing my speech. A magician or sorcerer can breathe upon someone, and that person breathes in the influence as inspiration to then aspire themselves towards the same. Positive or negative influences create similar aspirations towards a goal of what ought to be. As I mentioned earlier, the ought to be can either be ought to be in the true path and way of truth and morality, or it can be the ought to be in the false self of delusions of our personal aspirations, whims, infatuations, and such. One is the true self ought to be, and one is the false self ought to be. One is positive, one is negative. One is the magician, one is the sorcerer. The next image is image number 7. And this is the way back from going off track. Even when one goes off track, off of the way and path, making errors, mistakes, and wrongdoings, there is always the opportunity to find our way back to the truth and morality, if we choose to do so, and make that change. It just so happens that in this color spectrum of life and natural law that I made, also fits in with the previous natural law boundary conditions infographic. It just so happens to tie in the seemingly ill-placed magenta area in the cyan, magenta, yellow trinity of color. I say ill-placed because the path of apathy for truth is in yellow and cyan, but not in the magenta position. The magenta has the care for truth. I explain how the bridge connected free will and true care to the boundaries briefly before. You can get to one from the other. That's why there's a bridge. If one chooses to change their ways and go to natural law, learn about the boundaries in reality and in themselves through their behavior, then the bridge reactivates. So this is going from the apathy for truth, and you're choosing to let go, admit wrong, and learn. So in the previous image, 6 and before, the bridge was faded out, crossed over by the yellow apathy for truth. Now, the aspirant, having chosen to turn away from their delusion of being a god, overstepping the boundaries of natural law and self, they're choosing to humble themselves under natural law and learn. So the cyan, magenta, yellow trinity is not as harmonious in the relative complementary components, but it all fits again in terms of how the path is followed, is that you can always make your way back from the errors by going down to the laws you have previously chosen to ignore. And you can find your way back to evolving consciousness that way. And it'll put you back on the path of true care. Even though you're sort of back on it, when you choose to admit wrong and you choose to go towards the laws and the boundaries of self, that is true care as well. It's part of the care for truth path. Anyways, when you go from C to A, the bridge is now reactivated for the aspirant to reach the true path of spirit and true self. The activation and development of true care, sovereignty, and the force of will to evolve consciousness correctly, in harmony with the boundaries of self and the natural world. Now, the aspirant is on the path of care for truth. So before, when they were at the top 2 points of the inverted triangle in the yellow and cyan, was the apathy for truth. Once they chose to make that change, admit wrong, learn about the boundaries, they're back on the care for truth path, and then they can take the bridge up to number 2 and then down towards the true aspect.